Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Andrew Spanje, who is the founder of Spanje International. Andrew's contribution to process management is recognized internationally, and he is the author of 3 books and has written numerous articles and hosted a number of workshops all around the world. Today we're going to speak about BPM in financial services with an emphasis on management. So first of all, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, as I said in the intro, your work emphasizes the M part of BPM. And I've read you describe that as the needed change in behavior needed to take full advantage of process orientation. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure, I'd be pleased to do that, Peter. I've been interested in the management part of BPM for some time. Nearly a decade ago, I wrote a book called Business Process Management as a Team Sport, Play to Win. And in that book, I defined BPM as the discipline, definition, improvement, and management of a company's end-to-end business processes. And frankly, while BPM tools have been useful in modeling and automating business processes, the fact is that for many companies, the M is totally missing in BPM. That is, the functional and data silos are alive and well, they haven't been torn down, and the senior leadership team simply does not collaborate to achieve a shared view of the value-creating business processes. That's what I meant, Peter.
Interesting. Now, to turn the focus to financial services, how does all of this BPM specifically apply to financial services?
Well, you know, BPM tools have been used to address issues like to improve the account opening process or issuing credit cards or responding to customer inquiries. But these are individual instances, and it's pretty rare that we see any financial services organization use the power of BPM on its full set of value-creating business processes, such as new product service development, product service delivery, etc.
Interesting. Now, what would you say are some of the challenges then that they're facing in implementing BPM for their financial industry?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is, you know, failing to achieve a systemic view of the business in a process context. That's probably the biggest challenge. You know, financial services are still struggling since the financial collapse or downturn in 2008. And the principal focus is cost reduction. And that's understandable. But one would hope that over time, the challenge of adopting a systemic view would come to pass, and financial services firms would stop putting methods before the results and the structure before process. I mean, I see so often that BPM tools are deployed in a functional silo, and really they don't take advantage of the full potential of these integrated business process management suites that have so much potential to improve performance for financial services firms.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, what would you say, in your experience, are some of the key mistakes that financial service firms should avoid?
Well, there's quite a few, but let me just name a couple of the big ones. You know, one of the key capabilities of BPM tools is the ability to model business processes. And what's not understood, because I see company after company just going and modeling a whole bunch of small business processes, what's really not understood is that the modeling of business processes is simply a prerequisite for the dialogue among the senior leadership team as to how can they eliminate some of these non-value-added handoffs, how can they automate certain aspects of their operations. And it's the dialogue where the gold lies. So modeling is not executed very well. I think the other thing that I see, Peter, another common mistake, is companies put methods before results. So BPM is the method, or Six Sigma is the method, or Lean is the method, okay? And what should be happening is we should be clear on the results that we want. You know, over 3 decades ago, a fellow called Ted Levitt, who was a professor at Harvard Business School, said, no one wants to buy a quarter-inch drill. All they want is a quarter-inch hole. And, you know, that's still true today. No one wants BPM. People only want the results that BPM can do for them to reduce cycle time, improve customer service, and reduce cost.
Interesting. I think also with financial services industries, what matters is measured. And so if you have, you know, if you outlay what your expectations are, then it's measured. Now, looking forward, what do you see, you know, we're midway through 2012, so what do you see ahead for BPM in the financial services industry, would you say?
Well, that's a bit hard to say, but I mean, first of all, I think a lot of financial services firms are struggling, and they have been struggling for almost 4 years now. It'll be 4 years this fall. I'm hoping that the economic environment will continue to improve, and if it does improve, I really see an opportunity for BPM to be deployed on an enterprise-wide basis. So, as I said earlier, it's not just for new account openings, or it's not just to improve the issuing of credit cards, but it's really to take a look at all the end-to-end processes in a financial services firm. If you're talking about a bank, it's going to be new product service introduction, product service delivery, and so forth and so on. If you're talking about an insurance company, it's going to be new application processing, it's going to be claims processing, and even processes such as the recruiting process for those insurance companies that deal through independent brokers and agents. So what I see in the future, hopefully, is that more and more financial services firms will recognize that the principles and practices in process management can not just be applied systematically, but will be applied systemically to create value for customers.
Fantastic. That makes a lot of sense, and it sounds like a very exciting category we'll keep following here at EbizQ. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Andrew Spanje, founder of Spanje International. Thank you so much for some excellent information, Andrew.
You're welcome, Peter.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.